Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining our board meeting, our April 6, 2020 meeting. It is 2 o'clock. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Before we approve the agenda, I need to take a roll call. I'm Warren Reed. Greg Johnson, are you there?
Present.
Markeisha Wise.
Present.
Dr. Mastin.
Present.
Mr. Hayes.
Present.
Ms. Jones?
Present.
Mr. Brittingham?
Present.
Any staff that are on this call, please identify yourselves. And I got Ms. Troyer, Ms. Eklund.
Present.
Okay. Ms. Eklund? Linda Eklund?
They have to remember to unmute themselves before they can speak.
All right, Dan Shortridge?
Present.
Leah Jenkins?
Present.
Linda Eklund's here, sorry.
Okay. Nick Pagalo?
Present.
John Sell?
Present.
Any other staff members on the line? Are there any citizens on the line that would please identify yourself?
Linda Eklund, if you didn't hear me before.
I got you, Linda. Thank you. And I have it as no citizens that are on the line. I'm going to read a statement. Because it's an electronic meeting, if any staff or board member wishes to speak, please identify yourself before speaking. The public was given advance notice of this meeting and an opportunity to submit questions or comments to the board prior to the meeting starting. We have not received any questions, nothing submitted to the board prior to this meeting, so we won't be taking any questions from the citizens at this point. We'll go ahead and do it. If everybody would stand, we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please take a moment of silence. Thank you, board members and staff, for being on this call. I would like to state that Kim Spiker is with us in the room, and Hud Athey, and Steve Guthrie. Need a motion to approve the agenda. I got a motion by Ms. Jones.
Second, Dr. Mastin.
Second, Dr. Mastin. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Just one note on the agenda. There is no recognition this month, only one administrative report. As we said, no public participation and no discussion items.
All right. We had all those in favor, so... I'd like to go ahead and get a motion to approve the regular and executive minutes from the March 9th, 2020 board meeting and the minutes from the March 11th, 2020 Technology Advisory Committee recommendations.
Dr. Mastin, so moved.
Dr. Mastin?
Adele, second.
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 All right, all those in favor? Mark.
We have to do roll call.
Okay, so I see yes. Greg Johnson.
Approved.
Markeisha Wise.
Approved.
Dr. Mastin. Marcel Hayes.
Aye.
Aye.
Adele Jones.
Aye.
And Gary Brittingham.
Aye.
Warren, a question. The approval of the agenda, we didn't do a roll call. Should we do a roll call for the approval of the agenda?
Go back.
If you would, I've got a motion. All right, so myself, Greg Johnson, for the approval of the agenda.
Aye.
Markeisha Wise.
Aye.
Dr. Mastin.
Aye.
Marcel Hayes.
Aye.
Adele Jones.
Aye.
And Gary Brittingham.
Aye.
May I ask who was the second on the minutes?
Second on the minutes was Adele Jones.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to personnel action items. Need a motion to approve.
Dr. Mastin, so moved.
Greg.
All right. So motion, Dr. Mastin, second. Greg Johnson. Mr. Guthrie's going to comment on it.
Board members, the only thing I'm asking you to approve tonight are two retirements. That's it.
I got a first and a second. A roll call. So, Markeisha Wise.
Aye.
Marcel Hayes.
Aye.
Adele Jones.
Aye.
And Gary Brittingham.
Aye.
We're going to move on to
financials.
Good afternoon, Ms. Jenkins.
Good afternoon. If you will look at the documents that you have before you, it shows our expenditures and revenue as of March 31st. We have about 75% of the fiscal year complete. And you can see from our property tax receipts that we have reached that 100% mark. And the remaining tax collections, we'll see what that looks like for the remainder of the fiscal year. But typically, those dollar amounts from April through June are minimal. And continuing forward, you'll see our monthly discretionary revenue budget summary. Where we currently are as of March 31st. And then last but not least, you'll see the very last page, which is our monthly cost center expenditure report. And we have taken care of some adjustments, some additional grant funds that we received to be able to adjust our encumbrances from the way they appeared in the previous month. And so you can see where we are as of March 31st. So does anyone have any questions about any of the documentation with the monthly financials?
Hearing that, let me just ask, there might be some questions about expenditures due to additional spending due to the COVID-19 issue. Leah, can you explain to the board members how we are coding any additional expenditures and what we can anticipate from, and at some future date, for any emergency relief funds?
Okay. Now, at this particular point, we have received guidance from the state of Delaware where there is a specific code that we are to use for any COVID-19 expense. So for any type of expense that we are incurring solely because of COVID-19, we have a special code to use. To date, I believe we have probably had less than $1,000 of expenditures right now, but that is only as of this particular point. Because as you already know, the state pretty much has most all of the districts in a holding pattern, if you will. So at this point, I'm not able to project what our additional COVID-19 expenses will be, but if we do have those, we have a way to pinpoint and track them with this special code that all districts are using. And we're just awaiting additional guidance from the state, and that would be from the Department of Education, from the Office of Management and Budget, from the Division of Accounting.
So what happens in my past experience is because this is coded, and this is very similar to other emergencies, either national or state or localized emergencies, you track your expenditures. When the emergency is over and relief money is available, you submit those along with your documentation to the state, who acts as a pass-through agent to any federal money, and hopefully at some time in the future we could get reimbursed for those expenditures.
That is correct, and that is the understanding that we have as of now based upon guidance that we have received. So that's correct.
Dr. Master, what expenses do you anticipate?
Well, Bob, what I think, Dr. Mastin, we could incur is technology expenditures. One of the issues that we're having right now that's unique to us is, as you know by listening to our Technology Advisory Committee report, we have a very significant insufficient technology. In other words, we have very limited technology, not only within the building, but we have no technology to lend out to students or to staff to allow them to make a reliable internet connection. That is one that may be significant if we go to a point where Delaware is going to say you need to do online learning, graded new material. We're going to have to buy some technology in advance of next year's budget, specifically related to what we can provide the students. In addition, if there's any other expenditures that have to do with emergency response or providing online instruction to students, then that would fall into that category as well.
So, Dr. Mass, specifically, are you talking about Chromebooks or?
We would need to buy, Bob, something that was compatible with our infrastructure. I don't know what that computer device would be. I would not want to buy something that is not, can't be integrated into our system, and whether Chromebooks is what we would go to or not, or we just buy more laptops to be consistent with what we already have is yet to be determined.
Dr. Mast again, and are we set up to where people could go to the parking lot now and make connections?
Yes.
Yeah, Steve sent us an email out last week to inform us that the parking lot was available.
And is it working?
We didn't have anybody today. Today was the first day. We hope it'll build, but right now it does work. It's been tested throughout our parking lots, but we don't have any students today.
Okay.
Any other questions from Ms. Jenkins or on the financials?
Okay. Well, with that, the next item would be the financial position report. And this is a document that is required to be submitted to the Department of Education 3 times a year. This is the second time this year, the May 1st financial position report. And as per the cover page, this report is projecting our revenue accounts for the fiscal year ending 6/30/2020. And as a segue from what we just discussed, our projections, we're not able to reasonably estimate at this particular point the impact of COVID-19 beyond the state guidelines that we've been given effective as of March 31st. So the projected balance that I'm anticipating for our local current expense as of June 30th, that could change. That could change as the state gives us additional guidance for how we move forward with the remainder of the school year.
One of the things that just to note on there, and also in the previous pages, is we are paying staff. Staff is working. Teachers are working from home and continuing to buy, to engage students on online learning. I had about 12 to 15 teachers every week come in and access materials here in the school. Our custodians and maintenance people are working. They are in the school. We started summer cleaning early because of a shortened summer. We also were getting the school painted to get a jump on what would happen over the summer. But since we're going to have a shortened summer, we wanted to get that ahead of time. Administrative staff is engaged in electronic daily communications, either through Zoom or other electronic means. So we're fully engaged. I'm hoping that the May 18th is the return date. We'll know over the next couple of weeks. So right now, those salary lines that you're seeing on there are constant, and we're keeping those up. Our seasonal hourly employees are not getting paid, and many of those have gone to unemployment. I just don't have any work for them at this point.
Anybody have any other questions for Ms. Jenkins?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There is no public participation, so I need to move to the agenda action item to approve the monthly financials. I need a motion to approve.
Dr. Masson, so moved.
Gary Brittingham, second.
All those in favor? Oh, shoot, I get a roll call. So, Greg Johnson.
Aye.
Markeisha Wise.
Aye.
Marcel Hayes.
Aye.
Adele Jones.
Aye.
All of them. We'll move to the...
Dr. Masson, as a point of order, do I need to vote?
I think you made the motion, so he's assuming that's a vote.
You made a motion, and Gary seconded it, so I didn't call for yours, but I mean, we can. I think you voted, and Gary seconded the vote, so...
So you assume that's a yay. Okay.
Yes, unanimous. We're going to move on to the approval of revised 2019-2020 school calendar. Need a motion to approve.
Adele, so moved.
Greg, second.
All right. Got a motion and a second. Go ahead, Mr. Guthrie.
Okay, board members, as you can see before you, we had to make some revisions to the calendar to stay within the governor's expectations and direction to us, and also keep the hours that students report, which is 1060 for 9th through 11th and 1032 for seniors, intact, along with 188 staff days for 10-month employees. Dr. Sell went back and calculated every workday. He went back and calculated every student hour. And because we are able now to add back in 4 days from a 5 spring break and 6 inclement weather days, now something did change since this was published. The Board of Elections told us early on that we could have school on June 2nd and then reverse the decision. Luckily, the hours that were calculated by Dr. Sell were in excess of the required hours, so we didn't have to make any changes to this calendars, but we will not have school for students on primary election day, which is June 2nd. So what that does mean is the last day for seniors will extend to June 5th. The last day of school for students in 9th through 12th is June 12th, ninth through 11th is June 12th. The last day of work for 10-month staff is June 17th, and the graduation date is scheduled for June 11th. And all of this, all of what I just gave you, is contingent on students coming back on May 18th. If that doesn't happen, then we're going to have to get specific direction from DOE and the governor's office and revise what we'll be doing. But for everything we know right now, we can meet the hours and the work years by these dates. So I'll take any questions that you might have regarding those new revised calendars.
Any question or further discussion on the calendar? We'll move for approval. Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Ms. Wise.
Aye.
Dr. Masson.
Aye.
Mr. Hayes.
Aye.
Ms. Jones.
Aye.
Mr. Brittingham.
Aye.
All in favor? No news. That's the end of everything we needed to do. At this point, I just need a motion to adjourn, and I thank everybody who joined in. Motion to adjourn.
Adele, so moved to adjourn.
All right. Dell motion.
Gary Brittingham second.
Gary second. I see. Greg Johnson.
Aye.
Ms. Wise.
Aye.
Dr. Mastin.
Aye.
Mr. Hayes.
Aye.
Ms. Jones.
Aye.
And Mr. Brittingham.
Aye.
All in favor, none. No. All right, that'll be the end of the meeting. Everybody have a great day. We will have no work session on Wednesday. And everybody stay safe.
Bye, everybody.
And thank you
for all the hard work.
All right, we will pass that along. Thank you.
Thank you.